Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Empowerment Place and another episode of Using My Keys Podcast. This is your host, Prophetess Valerie Burrell. I'm grateful and thankful to be with you all on this evening. Woo-hoo! I'm excited. We've been on the road for a good part of the day, and God had it so that we got right where we needed to be, right on time. And I thank him because he does all things well. On this evening, I'm grateful to those of you who have called in. Amen. And for those of you who are in the chat line, as tonight we're going to continue the conversation that we started in our Bible Encounter Seeking Truth on Wednesday about passion versus purpose, or passion and purpose, where are you? So, Father, we thank you now. We give you glory, honor, and praise for this opportunity to come together to dialogue, God, that we might check ourselves, that we might find out where we are to make sure it is where you want us to be. God, I ask now that you would speak to us and speak through us. Holy Spirit, we ask that you would move in our midst on tonight like never before. We bind the hand of the enemy, any attack that the enemy would try to send to deter us tonight. We cancel it now. We're thankful, God, that your blood prevails. We thank you for your power and your anointing, and we rejoice in what you're going to release in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. So tonight, passion versus purpose, or passion and purpose, where are you? We do have several callers on the line, amen, that I invite to dialogue with me on tonight. If you're available, amen, you can press 1 and I can bring you live, amen. Passion versus purpose. One thing that we talked about this past week on Wednesday was defining passion and defining purpose. And in our understanding of what passion was versus what purpose is, we were able to get a little clarity about what we're doing. And what we talked about as far as passion was concerned, passion was that emotional thing, that happy thing that we did. Passion, sometimes you find it in your hobbies. Just those things that you love to do. We hear a lot of people talk about when you find your passion, pursue your passion in life, then you'll find your purpose. But that is misguiding. In my understanding of what it is that God would have me to do, because as I stated, when we think about passion, we think about that convenient, easy, almost self-pleasing thing that we might do. Whereas with our purpose, we understand that our purposes are not about us being pleased or us being satisfied, but it's about God being glorified in the earth, because we are here to do his will. We are here to fulfill what it is that God would have us to do. And looking in the Word, in Exodus 9:6, it says, "But I have raised you up for this very purpose, I might show you my power, and that my name might be proclaimed in all the earth." When we look at our purpose, we understand that what we're doing as far as his will in the earth in purpose, the outcome of that is God being glorified, that his name might be proclaimed in the earth. So it really doesn't have anything to do with what I would want to do or what I'm comfortable with doing, but it's really about what God began doing before he even placed you in your mother's womb, what his original intent was for your life, that he be glorified in the earth through you. Another scripture that opened my eyes greater to purpose was familiar in Romans chapter 8, verse 28. And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who are called according to his purpose. that are called according to his purpose. And I've looked at that scripture several times and read that according to his purpose. But when reading it today, it sort of clicked. Because a lot of times when people even look at that about his purpose, they relate it to a call, even a call to ministry. But God is saying what he intended for you in the earth was done so according to his will, according to his purpose for your life. So here we are, and Prophetess Nina, who is on the line tonight, come live if you're able to, amen, to further expel on a question that you posed during our Bible study on Wednesday. And I'm hopeful that I'll get it right. But you posed the question concerning passion about how if an individual, amen, thank you so much. Good evening, good evening, good evening. I didn't want to misquote your question, amen. But you posed a question towards the end of our study, amen, on Wednesday about passion and purpose. And if you would restate that, and maybe we can talk about it, because I believe that it will help someone listening on this evening, amen?
Amen. Thank you for the invite. But my question was, again, as so many people start their journeys and they're on their journeys, I think as you stated earlier, so many people do something in life that they like, their passion, and then in their mind, the passion becomes a purpose simply because it's something that they're comfortable with doing. But when is the recognition that it's not? Or do they ever recognize that it's not?
Amen. A lot of times it's not recognized. Again, this is according to my understanding, and I don't know everything, I'm telling you, but for what God has revealed to me, when you find people in that position, often they are content in just operating in passion because they don't even know to look for a purpose. They don't look to acknowledge whether what I'm doing is bringing glory to God, if his name is being exalted in the earth. They don't look for those things to be a part of what it is they're doing. They only know that I'm doing this work, I'm excited about the work, people enjoy what I do, they get excitement out of what I do, and that's the end of it. So when they wake up in the morning, they're not asking the question, why am I alive today? What am I supposed to accomplish with my life today? They might pose the question, what will people remember me for? Because if you have something you're passionate about, it's decorating, doing flowers, people might remember that you gave them flowers, that it was a part of your passion. But have you ever considered that even in that passion of doing flowers, that ultimately your goal was to bring joy to others who may be hurt or downtrodden or depressed or whatever, that the passion may be a key towards unlocking what your purpose is. But when they don't have that knowledge and understanding that God placed each of us in the earth with a specific purpose, then they'll be content right where they are. If that makes sense, amen?
Yeah, and I guess the word that I wrote down was routine.
Amen. 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 And when we look at routine, I mean, in the full context of our relationship with God, not ever is that relationship built on routine activity. Because as we grow in God and we have a better understanding of who he is, that's when we really begin to have our spirit opened up to realize that there is more than just doing that happy, happy, happy thing, that it's deeper than that. And so as we grow in God, his requirement of us changes. And so, you know, purpose, when we look at purpose, our purpose, and we said this on Wednesday, our purpose is not going to change It was placed in us when, before we were even thought of and placed in our mother's womb, and it will go with us to our grave. It is not going to expire. It is not going to leave us. It's a part of who we are. And if we also look at passion, I mean, we can look at our children. One year they may be into ballet. They're passionate about ballet. You've got a little girl. And then the following year they're going to be excited because they want to play piano. And then in a couple years they want to play soccer. And then in a couple more years they're passionate about cheerleading. And such is it as with us, as children growing in God and understanding what it is that he desires of us, when we just look at our passion, passion might be, as a babe in Christ, my passion might be just to sing. I just want to sing on the praise team, and I want to sing in a choir. I just want to sing. But then when I realize, okay, singing is okay, but God, is there more? So then I switch to something else. I want to be an usher. I'm passionate about ushers. And then after I'm ushered for a season, now I want to work with the children. And I keep bouncing around based on my growth and understanding of what it is that God wants for me. But our purpose, when we dig deep and when we get into understanding God's plan for our lives, and okay, I hear you. Somebody said, well, I don't know what God's plan is for my life. The only thing I've ever learned was to go to church, give the preacher my hand, be baptized, and then do what the preacher says. And guess what? You're not by yourself. You're not by yourself in that. I can probably attest that everybody on this line at one point or another went through that same routine where we weren't certain what it is that God intended for us, and we were operating according to what the man or woman of God in leadership had specified we do. So that's why it's important. 2 Timothy is his study. To show yourself approved. That's more than proving God's word, but it's also about proving his will for your life. Is that making sense? Is that making sense, Prophet Nina?
Yeah, it's making perfectly good sense.
Amen, yeah. Amen. So, yeah. What's driving us? When we look at passion, as I said, sometimes our passions will change in time. And when we look at our purpose, you know, you might say, what is the one thing that if I couldn't do anything else, what is the one thing I would do? And then once that's revealed to you, You do an assessment. God, how can your name be glorified through this that I feel I have to do greater than anything else in the earth? God, how can you be glorified through this? How can your name be exalted in the earth through this? And then you look deeper and say, God, am I going to be able to grow closer to you by moving forward in this? Or will this prove to be a hindrance that will keep me away from studying your word, keep me away from fellowshipping with the saints, keep me away from a time of fasting and prayer? God, what is this one thing that I feel like I have to do? Is it going to allow me to grow closer to you, or might it push me away from you? Because if it's something that you feel like you need to do greater than anything, if it's not going to grow you closer to God, do you really think that's your purpose?
I would say not.
I would say not. We have other callers on the line on tonight. Amen. If you're available, I would love that you would press one and we can bring you live. And you can share with us your insight, your understanding of passion versus purpose or passion and purpose as we're discovering how things are connecting to move us forward and what God has called us to in the earth, or how possibly we've been treading in waters that we need to detour from because it's not causing us to fulfill God's will, plan, and purpose for our lives. And so I think I asked this question on Wednesday of each of us. And Prophet Nina, if you don't share, let the listening audience know your journey, a little bit about your journey and understanding passion versus purpose, or passion and purpose, so that now you have more clarity as to what it is that God would have you to do, if you don't mind.
My journey. It's been an interesting journey. I think a lot of what my purpose is with helping others get a greater understanding of self as it relates to, and along with the Empowerment Place in Agape, is just empowering women and others to just understand their selves better, and seeing and hearing things differently, to be in more of a leadership role. I've been put in, given opportunities to just network with different people, and I find that as I'm given the opportunities to network, those that I am interacting with have a belief just as strong as I do, and it's a belief that you don't necessarily have to hear them talk about, but it's one that you see resonate with inside of them. To know, you know, sometimes when you meet people, you know, you may say or recite a scripture, and you can tell based on their interaction if it's something that they're comfortable with or if they believe in a higher being. And just being put in, you know, those situations where they are open, they are free to express and to talk about and to share their experiences, just says to me that there are a lot more of us out there who believe in a higher being and that want to be closer to that being than those that don't. And even those that I come into contact with, whereas they don't immediately want to have or build upon that relationship, just the day-to-day conversations that I can have with them, I can just see a change in their demeanor and in their attitude, and then them wanting to actually know more and get more into God's word. So my journey has taught me a great deal. It has strengthened me. It has truly broadened my base in regard to scripture and the Lord. And two, as you get deeper into God's word, it's harder to sit in the midst of those that are not looking for truth and that are just looking to be pacified. And it just really makes it difficult. You know, you don't want to be in a situation or be in a church where you feel like you just need to get up and walk out because what you're hearing isn't the truth and what you're seeing isn't truly of God. But it's just then taking that opportunity to get closer to and to share, you know, some of the truth, or maybe share what wasn't said that should have been said. So I am truly learning more and more every day. I'm seeing more. I'm hearing more. And those are just some things that I've encountered in my walk that I can share with others.
Amen. Amen. I was reading an article today, and this gentleman, and I can't recall his name, said that in his studies and his reading of understanding purpose in the earth, that there are generally two categories of people and two categories of purpose in the earth. One group, or group one, I think he said, was that group is placed in the earth to strengthen others. The other group, their purpose is to transition, 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 and transition again in order to build themselves. And when I read that, I was like, that sounded a little bit odd. But at the same time, when you sat back and you did an assessment of just a group of people, I could see that you have some who wanted to empower, where everybody else was just like, I'm good. And then I'll just see what tomorrow brings, and I'm good. And then I'll face what comes the next day, but I'm good. And maybe I'll learn a lesson in 2 days, but I'm good. But then you've got those that wake up every day, okay, how can I add to somebody else's life? How can I learn, power me, that I can empower somebody else? And I said, even in those two categories, when we look at that, and you determine, and because to me that's a pusher and a receiver, as a pusher, that's who I am, I look for different ways to try to engage with others to bring about clarity. And you said, you know, to cause people to draw closer to God, to enlighten their thinking and to open up their understanding that they want more truth about who God is. And so even in that context, when we look at ourselves, I can pretty much say without fail that those that are a part of our Bible encounters and those that are regularly joining us in our Sunday evening teachings are pushers like me. To me, otherwise, if they just were receiving, their lives wouldn't be as greatly impacted. But I think that everyone that we're encountering in this season are conduits to receive what it is that God is speaking and even concerning their own lives. But then they take that truth that they gain, they take that knowledge and understanding that they gain and share it with others, that now they can start to seek God out for themselves and get greater understanding for themselves and really find what purpose is all about and then get hungry for it. To really get hungry for it. And as I've shared with those in our Bible encounter, it wasn't until I got in my 50s, unfortunately, and fortunately at the same time, at least I got it, but it was in my 50s, my early 50s, when I really began to understand who God called me to be. And then I had to become good with who God called me to be, because it wasn't going to always be popular. It's not always accepted, because people who are not seeking purpose don't always want to deal with truth and accountability. They don't want to always or ever deal with the pressure of going through the process to getting to where God would have them be. They're just very content in that moment, in that thing that they find themselves doing, and they, I'm good. But I can't. God doesn't want us just good. He doesn't want us in a place where everything is just acceptable. He wants to be glorified in the earth through each of us.
Amen.
That's what he desires. He wants us to get up every day and say, okay, God, what is it that I'm to do today to bring glory to you? What is it that I have to do, God, today? Whose life do I impact today? Who do I speak to today that I haven't spoken to before, that they might see you in me? And not because I took a program and said I was at church on yesterday, but because I'm salty and I'm okay with it.
Amen.
Because I'm
Professor Val, as you were talking, as you were talking in regard to those two categories of a pusher and a receiver, what I see with the receivers, you said, you know, as they take what you are feeding into them, those receivers will eventually, too, become pushers, and that's where we get the building of God's kingdom.
And that's the intent. That's good. That is the intent, that those that are receiving would at one point or another begin to regurgitate all that's placed in them. Because,
mm-hmm.
you know, a tick can take so much till it busts. That's just like us sitting at the table where a feast is spread. We don't only eat but so much till we bust. So it is my prayer that as a pusher, and I'm giving to receivers, that they get to the place where they get so full of God and his power and his authority that he's given us in the earth and the dominion that we have and his grace, which is sufficient. That they get so much of that it awakens in them a hunger and a thirst for his righteousness. That hunger and thirst, then they allow themselves to be used of God to then pour into other people. That is my desire. That's my prayer. That's how I move about that. What I give out, and that's all of us, what we share with others, we don't want them to just keep it to themselves, but we want them to tell somebody.
Yeah.
Tell somebody. The word says that people are overcome by the words of our testimony, that they want to hear what God is doing. They want to see what God is doing, and they want to know that because I'm now working in my purpose versus those things that just make me happy, I'm making an impact in the earth. And God's kingdom is growing. We talked about Jeremiah on Wednesday. Jeremiah 1, about, you know, when it spoke about before he was placed in his mother's womb, God knew who he was. But then when we looked at the other passages, Jeremiah was like, God, you gave me this. I know you gave me this. And I know it's not popular. But that what you've given me is like fire shut up in my bones. It's got to come out. And so you've got to know that your purpose. I was speaking to a young lady today, and she was like, and she calls me Auntie Val. She was like, Auntie Val, you don't understand how when I talk to you, how you stir something in me and how it makes me really look at where I am. And I said, yeah, because of that which is on the inside of you that's burning, that's got to come out. You can't second guess yourself. You've got to know God and trust what he's placed in you. Because his word says he'll never leave you nor will he forsake you. He's always going to be right there with you, but you've got to trust what he's done. Trust what he's placed in you. Trust that his word is true, that his promises will manifest. Trust him. Trust what he's placed on the inside of you for greatness, that he might be glorified in the earth. Don't second guess yourself. If you know God's voice, then know that he is not a man that he would lie. That what he's placed on the inside of you carries power. And it carries an anointing. And when you allow the Holy Spirit that dwells on the inside of you to help you navigate through the process of fulfilling God's purpose, guess what? You can't fail. Because the Holy Spirit is there to lead you, to guide you, to comfort you, to aid you. So if you know God, you know his voice, you felt the tugging in your spirit about that thing that you feel like you've got to do. And no, it's not going to always look like what the next person does. It may look similar, but God knows what he purposed for you. He's equipped you. From the time he placed you in your mother's womb, he's equipped you to fulfill what it is he's called you to. So stop being so hard on yourself. Stop second-guessing yourself. Trust what God has said. Trust what he's doing and be willing to go through the process. This past weekend, I was in a conference, an oil summit, And they talk about the oil of the anointing, how it's the anointing that destroys the yokes. And when you understand the oil and the purpose of the oil and the process that an olive has to go through in order for the oil to be produced, that there's some crushing that has to take place. And it's strategically done so that the oil is not tampered with and caused to be of no account. There's some pressing and some crushing that happens even with us as we are taking this journey to fulfill our purpose in the earth. But my brothers and sisters, don't back up from what God says. Don't back up from what he said. I don't care how old you are, how young you are. I don't care what state you're in, state of mind, state of being. None of that matters to me. And it doesn't matter to God, because God still wants to fulfill his plan in your life. But he needs you to be willing to open up your understanding, open up your spirit to allow yourself to receive what it is he's saying. He wants you to get in his word. He wants you to begin to have conversation, greater conversation with him, that you might hear what it is he's saying in this season to help you in fulfilling your purpose in the earth. I'm grateful. Prophetess Nina, thank you so much. Thank you for joining me. Amen.
You're welcome.
Amen. 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 God wants us to recognize and fulfill our purpose. Yes, sometimes our passion, but we have to be able to discern that and know the truth of what God is doing. And we can't get just stuck in doing that thing that's comfortable, that thing that makes us happy. We have to look at what God is going to be pleased with and how God is going to be glorified through what we're doing and even what we're saying. Word says, let your light so shine. So we got to be ready to let that light shine. We got to be the salt of the earth. We've got to be fulfilling purpose. We've got to be making an impact in the earth to grow God's kingdom. And he's waiting for us to do it, y'all. He's waiting for us to do it. So I pray this is a blessing to each of you as it has for me on tonight. Amen. I thank you, Prophetess Nina, for joining me tonight. Thank you again to those who have called in tonight and those who are in the chat room. We will be having prayer on tomorrow morning at 5 o'clock a.m. If there are prayer requests that you have, I ask that you email them to me at empower_yourself@yahoo.com or find me on Facebook, Valerie Burrell, and inbox those to me. On next Sunday, we will be back with another teaching, and the topic that the Lord has dropped in my spirit earlier this week was the church doghouse. Who has the authority to put you there? The church doghouse. Amen, amen. So as always at the Empowerment Place, we pray that every day you're doing something to empower yourself. But once you've been empowered, you can take the responsibility to empower someone else, because what we realize as we grow in God is that each of us is the key to our own empowerment. So, Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you for this time. We thank you for this teaching. We thank you for these seeds that have now been planted in the heart, minds, and spirits of your people. God, that it would bring increase to their lives. God, that they would grow in what you call them to do. And, Father, that you would be glorified. God, be with us until we come together again. And we thank you for it now in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. God bless you all. Have a wonderful, productive, empowered week. We love you.